Hi, welcome to our first recording of the Zolt Bubble. Today's topic is money and time, the cost of conflict. Imagine if you could walk into a boardroom and a board meeting and say, this month I saved the organisation over $100,000. Once the applause dies down and you get asked, how did you do that? Take the pride stance, relax and respond. After careful consideration of a major issue that is stifling the business, we just, now wait for it, drum roll please, we just managed conflict more effectively. And when asked by the detractor in the room, so is this a once-off lucky shot or can you do it again? You can put on your smug smile and say, with some good business lingo thrown in for good measure, yes. It's repeatable, it's sustainable and measurable on an ongoing basis. So, do you know what conflict is costing you and draining from your organisation? Poorly or unmanaged workplace conflict is possibly the largest reducible cost and largely continues without serious consideration. Are you currently monitoring the indicators of conflict or measuring the cost of conflict? If you answered no, then how do you know the impact and the cost? If it's not being measured, how do you know where there is opportunity? If it's not being measured, then where does the accountability rest? There are various ways of calculating cost. Many of them include factors such as time lost. For example, although studies vary, generally managers spend somewhere between 20 and 40% of their time responding to employee conflict. Before you even do the money maths, imagine giving a supervisor back 8 to 16 hours a week. Other things also taken into consideration is lowered job motivation, loss of investment in skilled employees, conflict incited theft, sabotage, vandalism and damage, or restructuring around the problem when you have to move someone so parties aren't near each other. There are also health costs. Another thing that's taken into consideration is degraded decision making. For example, in an experiment reported in the Harvard Business Review, participants who were exposed to conflict were 30% less creative than others in the study. They produced 25% fewer ideas, and the ones they did come up with were less original. Often these are hidden costs, but let's play with some numbers. The Dana measure of financial cost of organisational conflict estimates the amount of time wasted by each person who is or was affected by team conflict, and then puts it in a dollar terms by calculating the financial cost as a fraction of the monthly or annual salary. So, say for example, you have a team of four who are in dispute and each of the four employees wastes 40 hours during a six-month period because conflict disrupts their work. And let's say the annual salary of each employee is about 55 grand. 40 hours is 1 week of work, which is 1/50 of 1 year's salary. So, the dollar value of four employees' wasted time is approximately $6,000. Another survey found, on average, each employee spends 2.1 hours every week, approximately 1 day a month, dealing with conflict in some way. For example, being involved in a disagreement or managing a conflict between co-workers. In another scenario, using the same index but slightly different variables, where an employee leaves due to workplace conflict. Take the employee's annual salary, for example. Let's say it's 80 grand. Then multiply it by 1.4 as the investment you have in the employee, which is 112,000. Then multiply by 1.5 as the cost of replacing the employee. This all adds up to close to $100,000. This is just for one employee. We know many people leave jobs because of conflict, so if you lose 10, that's close to $1 million per annum. The costs just keep accumulating. Go on, do the maths for your organisation and your team. At what financial marker would your organisation be willing to do something to reduce this cost? We can help reduce this hidden and not so hidden cost. We can also help you establish ways to measure conflict and monitor the impact of initiatives. Please be in touch. We'd love to discuss it further.